Blog Talk Radio.
I need the every hour, most precious Lord. No one can save us but you, so we pray your holy name. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. We come to thee. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection on this blessed, wonderful, sunshiny day in some places and rainy in other places and storming in another. But the J-E-S-U-S is shining on the inside, as I pray that is for the believers, those that have surrendered their lives over to the Lord. So we glorify him and magnify him for being in his presence this blessed, wonderful day that the Lord has made. Help us, Lord, to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. He is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the renewed mercies every morning. We just can't stop praising him, because if we didn't have him in our lives, where would we be? So we thank God for Jesus. Ah, God, just redeeming us back to the Father. Thank God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. And God, we thank God for his resurrection power. So we bless God tonight, hallelujah, as we come in his presence. Oh, and in his presence is fullness of joy. He inhabits the praise of his people. God, I pray that we always have that desire to praise you and recognize the fact that we need thee every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, as we come to thee. We got to come with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of appreciation, a heart with a desire for to please him, to be committed. Give him glory. Give him praise. Thank God for the agape, for the power of prayer. They need the power of forgiveness. Thank God that no one can save us, deliver us, redeem us, or heal us but Jesus Christ. We bless God. We can't come to the Father but through the name of Jesus Christ. We bless the Lord. We thank you for all those that are on the line and came to celebrate Jesus. Every time we come together, it's about celebrating him as he's used these giftings that he's given us to glorify him, not one another. So as we uplift the name of Jesus, praise God, we invite you to continue to join us, glory to God, every night, every Monday night at 7 o'clock. For the prayers, and every Sunday, second Sunday and fourth Sunday for breaking the bread of life. And this month we have been celebrating what God has done through out the last 5 years. And this month as the prayer warriors bringing forth the word of God, the bread of life. And then on every Sunday this month as well as next month, we've been celebrating these 5 years that God has blessed us to be on Blog Talk Radio. We believe it for greater things yet to come, and how God's been blessing these prayer warriors, the ones that are regular, that come on faithfully every month, glory to God, celebrating Jesus and praying and sacrificing their time and getting before the Lord and blessing him. And we thank God, glory to God, for those that join us on the line to hear or to make their requests and touch and agree with us for those that we are praying and interceding for. Praise the Lord. And this night we are going to have none other than Minister Brenda Jenkins and Pastor Sims will be bringing forth the word. And all this month has been the theme, your attitude will determine your altitude. And we know that's in humility and faith and obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. Promotions come not by from the west, east or the west, but from the Lord. And being able to be in a place to hear the voice of God and obey his voice. But we got to know what his word is saying, get that word in us, and let it work some things out of us. But I bless the Lord again for you, and we welcome you to the Blog Talk Divine Connection prayer line where the Spirit of the Lord is moving, where there's no big I's and little U's. It's all about Jesus as we come on one accord to glorify and magnify his name. We thank God that this is Palm Sunday. We bless the Lord for his word and for his promises and for all that he's already done and doing and the sacrifices that's already been made by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. And our scripture reading tonight will be Romans 8:29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And the second one is Ephesians 4:11-13. And he gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and some as teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the service, to building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Praise God. Bless the Lord. And that's what it's all about. As we pray more for the unity as we turn away from this flesh and crucify it, and glory to God, deny it, and not deliberately walk in sin, and not be a repeat offender, but be about the kingdom work of serving the Lord and building up the body. Praise God. So God has given each one of our gifts and talents, some more than others, but he balanced it out, and the hunger and thirst that we have for him, the more we can do for him as we are led by the Spirit of the Lord and not covenant anybody's gift but walk in faith. Praise God, and not to be in a position that we're ever learning and never coming into the knowledge. We want to come into the knowledge of the truth so that where he can say, well done, at the end of the day when everything is over with. But right now, we want him to be very pleased as we continue on this journey to doing the will of the Lord so we can stay divinely connected. And that's what we're praying in the body of Christ, because there's too many holes and too many loopholes and too many doors are open for the enemy in this body of Christ that we're supposed to be walking in unity in the gospel. So as we continue to be transformed into disciples and not just members in a body, we're going to believe God for greatest yet to come, healing, deliverance, and salvation and peace and joy and whatever else that God want to do in the midst of us. Praise the Lord. At this time, as we don't have the scripture reading, we're going to pray, and we're going to prepare ourselves for our first minister of the gospel tonight. We'll have Minister Jenkins come on, and after Minister Jenkins, the evangelist, we will have none other than Pastor Sims. Praise the Lord. So, Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory. What a wonderful God we serve. God, help us to remember the greatness of your power, even in glory to God, laying down your life and being on the cross and all the suffering you went through before you went to the cross, and then picking it back up and being able to transform us into the image of Christ as we surrender and take on your spirit as we repent and allow you to come in. And God, we thank you that you are our advocate. You're sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. We adore you, magnify you, glorify you. What an awesome God to go through all that you went through, Father, to send your Son, that sacrifice, your only one, the ultimate sacrifice. And the ultimate sacrifice he made, glory, giving up his life and then taking it up again and sending us the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to walk through this terrain, to walk through this journey, to be able to call upon your name when we need to and run to the rock that's higher than us and gave us provisions, glory to God, even to know that 1 John 1:9, if error is made in our lives and we sin and fall short, that we can, glory to God, ask for forgiveness and glory to God. And if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for all the provisions that are made for our health and our life and for strength in you, for courage, for to be able to have peace, to have joy, for blessing us with families and loved ones and church families and whatever. Pray, glory to God, even in the midst of the trials and tribulations
that we can call upon your name, glory to God, to walk this. And even things you're trying to work out in us for this flesh to be crucified, taking up our cross to follow you, we got to be willing and obedient. You said we'll eat the good in the land. You'll answer, glory to God, before we even call, when we got to be covenant keepers, covenant not covenant breakers. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to have a mind to want to serve you. God, I thank you that you bless us. Let this mind be in Christ Jesus also. Let this mind that was of Christ Jesus be also in us. Thank you, Lord God, for all the great and mighty acts that you already performed. Thank you for your word that resides on the inside when we seek out your face and seek out your word and study the word and allow the word to work in us. Glory to God, being led by the Holy Spirit. And if we just let him take charge, don't grieve and override him. Greater things shall we do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. For your loving kindness. Oh, God, for that mercy that's renewed. God, we thank you for the favor. We thank you, Lord God, for not only spiritual blessings, but the financial blessings. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, glory to God, that we could not even have enough words, glory to God, to even just give thanks just for the salvation alone with all the other blessings that's connected to it. God, help us to walk, glory to God, as children of the light, and that we'll be the light of the world, and also we'll be the salt of the earth too as well, in the name for people to get thirsty and hungry and thirsty after you. But God, help us not to lose our thirst. Help us not lose, glory to God, sight of the vision and the plan that you have for us. Because you said that plan is good and not the evil to give us that expected and to bless and the prosperous, that plan that you have for us. There's a way that seems right unto man, but that right will lead to destruction. We don't want to find ourselves on Hollywood Boulevard, because so many have deviated off the path and so many trying to serve two masters, and you already told us you can't serve two. You only go love one and hate the other. Oh, God, help us to know that people are going to know that we are your disciples by the love we have one for another. And what's on the fruit tree? Glory to God. What kind of fruit are we exemplifying? Is it of Christ? Is it of the flesh? Ah, glory to God. There's no fruit cocktail, hallelujah, on the tree of life. We got to walk according to what you say, so that where you may be glorified, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, help us to walk in the power that you've given us to bind and loose and cancel the assignment of the enemy. But we can't walk in fear. Fear cancel out faith, and faith cancel out fear. Ah, it's a lot of people with lip service, God. You say, you praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from. Help that not to be named among us, along with busybody and discord and confusion and chaos and blessing the flesh. Glory to God, when we ought to be blessing you and glorifying you. Ah, God, you said the man going to be lovers of flesh, glory to God, more than lovers of God. God, some reaching to worship the creature more than the creator. It's so much in life that we need to pray about. But I thank God for when the word comes. Hallelujah. When we read the spoken word, when we hear the spoken word, when the word is preached, glory to God, when it's prayed, that we are grasped and have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. You said those that have an ear. So, God, so we thank you so much, glory to God, and continue to forgive us for every offense, everything that we have allowed to come in, whether it's fear, whether it's things we have touched and shouldn't have touched or said or shouldn't have said. Forgive us, God, and help us, glory to God, not to be repeat offenders. And God, I thank you for that word that even come, glory to God, not only through the cross the airways on this line, but even the prayer warriors that pray around the globe, the ones that are preaching and teaching the word, the ones that are reaching people, glory to God, from whatever the ministers of help or evangelizing or whatever you call them, the pastors that are supposed to be shepherding the sheep in the name of Jesus, those that are praying and in their prayer closet, those that are on this prayer line, those over to God are seeking out the face of God in whatever capacity and the gifts and calling that you put on their lives. God, we thank you. We thank you so much for the faithful ones that come on here to make sure every week that they pray, they seek the face of God, or they're preaching or teaching the word. God, we believe in it's going out and it's making a difference. Thank you for the praise reports that come through. So, God, we want to give you glory. Whatever space that we can make a difference in, help us to glean there and reach out and expand to whenever you say, not because, glory to God, we got the green-eyed monster and envious and jealousy or whatever and trying to do things that if it's not built on the rock and if it's not, glory to God, how God building the house, it's laboring in vain, no matter what it looks like. We don't want it to be a swelling. We want it to be growth that you can really be glorified in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the vessels tonight, glory to God, that will bring forth the word, the minister, Sims minister, Jenkins, God, that you will use them for your glory. Thank you for the prayer warriors, the loyalty and the faith in them, in you, glory to God, that they have also, and also in this ministry as we walk together. hallelujah, glorifying you, and that you will be glorified in all that we do. So, God, we just thank you. Pray covering over our children, even over this country, over glory to God, around the globe, and also against this pandemic that we believe in, God, to be eradicated. And glory to God, and we pray for all these murdering and foul and unclean spirits and all these satanic forces that the enemy is plotting and planning, putting in people's head to do evil work, taking lives, innocent lives, just because, glory to God, or whatever voice that they're hearing, we plead the blood of Jesus. Help us to be on our post the more against those forces, because the more we pray and believe by faith, it shall change. Glory to God. We've seen in God's word how no matter how, when the enemy spread itself like a green bay tree, glory to God, you look again and it's not there. So we just keep praying. You will, glory to God, change some things or change some laws and change some hearts and faith, God. And we're praying, glory to God, even in the midst of the power that you've given us, that we're going to see less and less of heart attacks and strokes and kidney failures and arthritis and all kind of things that have come up in the body of Christ that shouldn't be as strong as it is as in the world. But even for those lives, period, glory, we believe it as we continue to pray. Life changes will take place. So as we come before you tonight, glorify, getting ready for the word, as all those that have came online now to hear the word, we're going to be prepared, glory, that we allow these ministers of the gospel to bring forth that God has given them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. As we prepare now, we're going to give glory to God just a brief glory to God announcement for both the speakers. And so as soon as one finished, the other one, evangelist, Jenkins will finish, then Mother Pastor Sims will pick it up from there. And Father, we bless you tonight and honor you for them. We ask you, glory to God, to bless them when they bring forth this word in Jesus' name. And our first speaker will be none other than Minister Jenkins, evangelist from New Hope in Columbia, South Carolina. As the Lord blesses her, glory to God, as one of the prayer warriors, even for over the 5 years that we even started, that she's been faithful, and also with other ministries that God has blessed her, even with Sincere Women, and God, so many other things, God bless her with ministers of help. She is faithful. Her pastor, glory to God, know that she is one of those right-hand men, that ladies, really, but, you know, when we say, because all of us are sons, but anyway, that is faithful to the call of whatever she's asked to do. She also is work in the capacity at church on the pastor's aid, but there's many other hats that she wear, and praise God, we bless the Lord for, and other accolades that the Lord bless that we can talk about for, even for her school and this, that, and the other, however, but we just thank the Lord that she's blood washed and servant of the Most High God. Our second speaker, praise God, I keep forgetting Pastor Sims, the ministry that she's under, but bless the Lord. If she desires to say so, she will. I'm going to have to put that in my head so those times when I do say. But one thing I can say from the short time that she's been with us, think it's less than a year now, but that she's been coming on. But still yet, the Lord bless. She's been faithful coming on with us and praying, and the Lord bless her. Even some of the testimonies that have came from the power of prayer, things that she's been praying and we've been touching and agree with, and even having us to pray with her, how God has blessed. But for her, she has the ministers of help in her. She is one of those ones that will pray. She's standing the gap a lot for others. Glory to God. And she's been in, has the ministry that she's under, but she also has a ministry that God has given her to. Like I said, I can't remember the names right now, but thank God that she's faithful in what she's doing. Got a spirit, glory to God, of sweetness with her, and a caring and loving servant too. But thank God that she's blood washed and faithful, and whatever behind her name is always something good about what the Lord has done and doing in her, and things that she is representing Christ as well as an ambassador. So we thank God for both these women of God, and we are now going to be able to hear the voice of none other than Minister Zick. And remember that our theme, glory to God, is your attitude will determine your altitude. And each person all month has had two different patriarchs out of the Bible to speak on. So they will announce what their two patriarchs that they have, as the Lord bless them to bring forth the word of God. In Jesus' name, praise God. Each one of them should have 40, 45 minutes. If they finish before then, the other one's still there, take up from there. And then after that, if there's any prayer requests, we'll take that as well. Praise the Lord. At this time, receive none other than Minister Jenkins. Many testimonies from her life that God has brought both of them through. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Giving honor and praise to God. I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank God and praise God for Apostle Hubbard for allowing me to come online to bring forth the word tonight. And my theme, my topic tonight is David and Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. And the theme, as our apostle was saying, your attitude versus your aptitude. And what the meaning of your attitude is what kind of attitude you had and what God gave you to do. And your aptitude is someone's attitude for a particular work or activity is the ability to learn quickly and to do well. So we're going to find out about David, his attitude and the ministry, his attitude with God, and his versus his aptitude and what he was doing, his work. So David was a shepherd boy. Where's my note? Y'all, excuse me. David was the first king in Jerusalem whose was later looked back on as a golden era. He is known both as a great fighter and a sweet singer of Israel. David, a former shepherd, he was renowned for his passion for God, his inspiring courage and empathy in warfare. Most of us know about David and him going and pursuing Goliath. David was 13 years old when he defeated Goliath. But when he did went to defeat Goliath, he didn't went facing him. He wasn't being intimidated by how tall Goliath was, his stature, how he was presented to the people. He went because he knew who his God was, and he knew who the God inside him. He wasn't intimidated by the giant that he faced because he knew the power and authority that God has given him and his relationship with God. A lot of time we walk in life or we go through life, and we face as many giants in our life, but we let that giant intimidate us instead of walking in the power and authority that God has given us. We be intimidated by how that giant look or how that giant is coming at us. God said in his word, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a strong mind. But we have to get it in that spirit, in our spirit. David blessed me because even with him, he was a little boy, a little. And then that giant was way up, 10 feet tall or whatever. But he didn't let that stop him. And then a lot of time we get intimidated when people talk about our God or our religion or what we do for Christ. We can't let that those people, when they talk, intimidate us. We got to be like David. We got to have that attitude like David. But that boldness and walking in the authority of God. And then we got to learn how that even with David, he was a warrior of faith. He had that spirit of faith. He trusted God. First, look, when David has a spirit of faith, his words were, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God?" So when he spoke with Saul, his first word was, "Let no one lose heart or account of the Philistine. Your servants will go out and fight." So David He refused to be intimidated by what he saw. A lot of time we'd be intimidated by what we saw. And then the word in Hebrew says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we got to walk by faith, not by sight. So this is, it blessed me, even in all our challenges in life. We got to have that faith and trust in God and stop being intimidated. And then we got to learn how to be, David was criticizing and a lot of stuff that he did. But, and then it's showing us, we got to learn how to handle our criticism. A lot of time we want to retaliate when somebody criticizes us or say something to us. We can't let that happen. We got to learn how to handle our criticism in a loving and a compassionate way. The same way that Jesus did. He when people criticized him and mocked him, he didn't try to retaliate it because he know who he was in Christ. And he know who was going to fight his battle for him. So that that's what we got to get that attitude. We got to change a lot of things we got to change. And then we got to draw on on God's strength. You know, even when David was facing his challenge, he was drawing on God's strength. He pursued and asked God. Anytime when he was going out the war or any time he had a problem, he pursued. He went to God. He pursued God in prayer. And through other messages, the prophets that God used to give him a word. A lot of times, we want to pursue things on our own instead of pursuing the strength of God. And the word of God says, lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in everything you do, and he will direct your path. Thank God. And then it talks about David depending on God for direction. It was said, one thing you notice about David is that his relationship with God is centered to his life. He loves God with all his heart. This relationship with God is a priority above all things. He loves to worship God as well as to pour out his heart to God, no matter what is happening in his life. That's when he was writing the book of Psalms. And then even when he sinned with Bathsheba, when he sinned, and then when he was confronted about his sin, he acknowledged his sin. He didn't let his pride get in the way to stop him from acknowledging his sin. He asked God to forgive him because he didn't sin against nobody else, but he sinned against God, and he was sincere. So that's why God was looking at his heart. And that's why God said he was a man after his own heart. A lot of times we want forgiveness, but we say it with our mouth, but our heart is far from it. That's when the word of God said, you worship me with your mouth, but your heart is far from it. God looking at the heart. He's not looking at the outer appearance of us. He's looking at what's in our heart. So when we go to him, he wants us to be sincere. David was sincere. I don't care how much time he messed up. He went to God, but he was sincere and when he went to repent to God and forgive. Even when Saul was running with him to kill him, he could have killed when he was in the cave and he was running from Saul. But then when he got up on Saul, he could have killed Saul, but with his heart and compassion. He didn't kill him. And then his love for God also, he didn't kill him. So a lot of times, you know, God giving us example of these men in the Bible for us to follow, but we want to follow things on our own. And he talks about he was kind, talk about David was kind. So when we think David was a strong person, David was a strong leader. He was a warrior and a king over an entire nation. but he was kind to the people. David was a kind leader who wanted to honor his friends and their family. He wanted to show God's kindness. He had not forgotten his promise to Jonathan, according to 1 Samuel 20:15-40. A lot of times we forget to be kind to people. People be kind to us, but then we don't think about the kindness they did to us. We want to think about the negative stuff. David didn't think about the negative stuff that what Saul was doing to him or how Saul cursed him and all that. But he was thinking about the kindness and his love for God and his love for the people. And then we talk about David committing adultery with Bathsheba. David is getting tired of fighting the battle himself and think that he can take back seat. Now, it's now about 10 years since he was king and has complacency set in. So that when they were talking about the art of God is out in the field of battle, not at home with David, according to verse 11 and 1 Samuel. So as a result, he placed himself in a vulnerable position. This is no urgent cause or purpose to which he is directing his energy. This put him in a situation where he is distracted, tempted, and then drawn away into sin. And we learned that David break 4 10th commandments, according to Exodus 20:13-17. And this sin brought death penalty, according to Leviticus 20:10. So one sin led to another and to further deceit. David commit adultery, then tries to get Uriah to sleep with his wife so he can think that the baby is his. So David has shamefully violated God's law, and he has bruised his royal power, which the Lord entrusted to him to shepherd the Lord's people. So here, even in all that, but David had a heart to repent. Too many times we hold on to our stuff that try to keep it covered under the rug instead of being honest with God. David was honest. But we want to hold back and think that, you know, we hold this, but we tell God part of the situation instead of telling God all of it. So my word is to let's get the spirit that David had. David had a heart after God. David had a compassion for the people. David had a heart to forgive. We need to get that attitude of love and compassion, the attitude of repentance and forgiveness. And when we do that, then we can see the hand of God move and a lot of stuff that's going on in our life. And it wouldn't be so hard that we feel that we got to lean on our own understanding. Because see, one thing God wanted, David was committed to hearing from God and knowing his will. And he listened to the message through the people rather than the prophet of it. And he also prayed and sought God personally. So his whole life was about listening to God and obeying God. So that's what God wants us to do. We got to listen to God. When we listen to God, we got to be obedient and obeying what God tells us to do. So that is what I have in the story about David. And some of his character, of his attitude versus his aptitude. So when we get that spirit of compassion, love, and kindness, and really sincere and repentance, then God moved. So we're going to move on, and we're going to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a first century Jewish woman of the Nazareth, the wife of Joseph and the mother of Jesus. So that's going to show us, and here we're going to learn about Mary's attitude. Mary, when the angel came, Mary is overwhelmed by the visit of the angel, but she is able to receive and understand the message that he communicated to her because of the deep silence that filled her interior. So when they're talking about her interior, Mary was silent. She was silent. While the angel was talking to her, she listened intently. She silent. She grabbed hold to what the angel was saying. And it also goes on to say, she is used to meditating on the word of the Lord. She is used to divine language, and she gasped it with deep meditation. So what we learn from Mary to have the interior silence that allow us to be in tune with the Lord, even in the midst of our daily activity. And then we go on to learn how Mary carefully listened. Mary listened reverently to the angel. She's not thinking about herself or what she has to do or what things she will have to let go of in order to be the mother of Jesus. Can she listen and allow herself to be touched by the word of the angel as she meditated on them in her heart? So she listened to God in silence and in the midst of the circumstance of life. So we got to listen with our heart, not with our mouth. And then it goes on to talks about how she received the word. She received, Mary, after listening to the angel's word, Mary welcomed them. Words bear fruit within you and take root in your heart when you allow them to do so. So we have to have a humble acceptance of God's plan in our life. So we got to grab hold to the word. And then when they were talking about her, she pondered or she wondered. Mary to wonder about the deep meaning of the word to the message of God at that time. How would this be since I do not know a man? So her question wanted to know, how this might happen to her, and she has never been with a man. But her desire is to respond with great fertility and generosity. So we need to learn from Mary to have a restless heart that does not rest until we give God glory with our life. And then Mary was open to what God has asked her. This attitude, that of a heart, has been educated to say yes to everything, a heart that has been educated to think first of others rather than of self. So we need to learn from Mary to have that openness, that unmeasured generosity that gave herself completely and out of love for God and others. And then she trusted God and his promise. She, whatever that angel tells, she knows. It says Mary has meditated on the promise of God to the people of Israel. She knows them and knows that he has always been faithful despite the weakness of the people. Her confidence is not blind. It's based on the action of God. She has allowed him to be the center of her life. She has opened herself to his love. And these promises are the hopes and struggle of a people that, although fragile, have believed in God. So we need to learn to trust God, always keep his promise. He said he had never abandoned us. He would never leave us, nor forsake us. And then Mary showed us how to have courage. although she was just a teenager, she did be trust in the grace of God that magnified her small effort and is capable of recognizing the value of yes. The value that God gave to her gives to the free surrender of our humanity. So we got to learn to trust God and do great things with our blessedness when we give ourselves totally to him. So, faithful and troubled, Mary found herself in the presence of the angel, and listen, she could never expect to hear, but even when she was faithful, she listened. A lot of the time we get messages, even though we fail, we don't listen. We might get that message, but then we don't take it to heart. We probably say, that's not God. Oh, that I don't believe that. Oh, yeah, he said that, but then when? God said, take him at his word, do not, when he give us a word, his word do not go out and come back void. It will accomplish exactly what he said. But we got to grab hold of that word and trust and meditate on it. Mary, she meditated on that. So what I learned about the life of Mary is that, one, Mary knew God's word. Then, two, she was filled with the Spirit. And Mary says yes to God's plan for her life. And then, four, Mary was quiet before the Lord and meditated on all he had done in her life. And Mary turned to Jesus for help when she had a problem to be solved. Mary was willing to submit her whole life to God. So God wants us to, we want that same attitude that Mary had. We want to be willing and obedient and submit our whole life to God, not part of it, but all of our life to God. God don't want us to come halfway, because when Jesus came, he didn't come halfway. He died so that we can have everlasting life. He didn't say, well, that, I'm going to do this half of this, but I'm not going to do that. He did all of what his Father will was for him. So God want us to lean not on our own understanding, but acknowledge him in everything we do and have him to be the center of our life. So this is what God has given me. I might not have been long before you, but this is what God has given me, and this is what I got out of it. I just thank God because Mary was a woman of, God knew that Mary was a woman with rare strength and obedience. So we want God to look at us with rare strength and obedience and submission to him. Obedience, that means doing what God has told us to do, not what we want to do, and submit our life totally to him. So I hope this word was an encouragement to everyone that's on the line. I turn it over back to Pastor Hubbard. Pastor Hubbard.
Pastor Sims was supposed to come on immediately after you. Praise God. Powerful word. We'll speak later.
Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We give God all the honor and the glory for this opportunity to come before you tonight. And even though my sister came before me, did such a fine job, and I enjoyed, and I took a lot of notes from her. But the kind of the attitude and your latitude, well, I looked it up again, and I was just thinking about it. You know, maybe somebody on the line may not know what it means. Maybe it's a child on the line or somebody that just not have no, but your attitude is, you know, it's what, how you feel about anything, the manner of your feelings, your opinions, and your thoughts. And then you just say the latitude is talking about the height of a thing. And so that's what we are talking about tonight. And I just praise God for his mercy and his grace. And I will let you know I am Jacqueline Harris Sims, and I am a member of Christian Life Church, 2700 Bush River Road.
We have 8 pastors, but our lead pastor is Dr. Stephen J. Chitty. I've been at that church since 2012, and I thank the Lord for the blessing that he sent me there, and I really enjoy the teachings and all of the wonderful things that you do there. And I am the pastor of Light the Path Ministry, the women's fellowship ministry that God gave some years ago, and it's grown into ministry. We have we represent 15 churches in the Columbia area, and I certainly pray and ask the Lord that this ministry will grow and glow, because that's what we're lifting up Jesus. And I'd like to thank Pastor Hubbard and all concerned that allowed me to come on tonight and have a word for you. And then I would like to just give a little brief prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this beautiful Palm Sunday that you've allowed us to live in. And Father, the words that I speak tonight, Father, we ask that they are a blessing to somebody, Father. They lift somebody up, they strengthen somebody, and somebody may even be saved. So we give God the honor and glory. The two people that I have represent tonight is Rebecca and the woman at the well. I could not find a name for the woman at the well, but we will name her just that, the woman at the well. So the first one I'll do is Rebecca. And you find that lesson in Genesis 24, the 24th chapter of Genesis. And my story is taking place 24:1 through 25 and the 18th verse of Genesis. And we're talking about, looking at, and one thing I wanted to point out to you about both of these women, I don't know whether Pastor DJ was aware of that, but water is involved. And as I was thinking about the water being involved with both of these women, and what does the water represent? Water represents the Holy Spirit and the Word. So both of these women met around water. And then I was thinking, I look back and you see a whole lot of events happened in the Bible, and water was connected with them. And it's significant. God does so many wonderful things, and he has so many things that we don't see unless he shows them to us. And you think the first miracle that God, Jesus did was the wedding of the Canaan of Galilee, and they used water there. You think about Hagar when she went out in the desert, and what happened? Water sprung up, and they were saved through the water. And I don't want to go around the wrong rabbit trail because I'll get lost from what I'm talking about, but Rebecca is the one you're talking about. So this story, the Almighty God shows himself. Oh, he is just so gracious and so kind and so loving. Abraham was getting older. He was getting to be a very old man, and his son Isaac had not married. And so he calls his chief servant. And in the text, they didn't give a name, but I did a little research, and his name is Eleazar. So he calls his chief shepherd, servant Eleazar, to come, and he made him take an oath to promise, and he promised to go and find a wife for Isaac among his kindred, because Abraham at that time was living in the land of Canaan, and the women there were idol worshippers, and Abraham did not want his son Isaac to be involved with idol worshippers. So he sent his servant Eleazar across the desert to a place called Haran to find Isaac, the son of promise. Isaac was the son of promise. You know, he had another son, but this was the son that God promised to him. So he sent him to Haran to find Isaac a wife. Now, in that day, the duty of the parent was to find a mate for their sons and their daughters. It's not like it is now. And in some cultures, it's still prevalent that they do that, but it's not in our day, in our time. You find your own husband or you find your own wife, and if you make a mess, it's your mess. But the parents was doing this. So he was very serious, and he was getting really old. So he wanted to see this done before he left the world. Abraham wanted to see this done before he left the world. So he sent his servant from the land of Canaan to Haran to get a bride for his son Isaac. Isaac at this time was 37 years old. So God had blessed Abraham, and the scripture says he was very rich, very rich. So what happened next? Eliezer loaded up 10 camels with all kinds of expensive gifts, and they started out to find a mate for his master's son. After he took the old promise to do that, and he asked him, say, well, if she won't come, do you want me to take Isaac to her? And he said, no, I want you to leave Isaac right here. But he said, I have prayed, and I've asked God to send you the right wife for Isaac. So Eliezer left with the 10 camels all laden with all kind of expensive gifts, and he came into the city. And when he came into the city, he came to the well where he met Rebecca. It was evening time when he stopped. The well was outside of the city, and he made the camels kneel down, and he began to pray. And the scripture says he prayed to the God of Abraham. I'm not sure whether he was a Christian, but in and out this whole story, he prayed to the God of Abraham. And he believed and looked forward to God doing what Abraham had asked him to do. Now, that's a mighty witness that somebody can believe in your God so strong and not be committed to him. As far as I could tell, he wasn't. But he said to the God of Abraham, that's who he prayed for. And he said, Lord, to let the right dancer come out so that I can ask her to give me a drink. And if she gives me a drink and consents to water my camel, then that'll be the right one. So while he was there praying, standing there, looking and watching for a young girl to come out to the well with her water jar to draw water, and Rebecca came out, filled her bag with water, and Eliezer asked her, so would you give me a drink? And she said, yes. So she lowered her bag from her shoulder, and in that day, you know, they had wine skins. They had skins of goats and everything. They used a hide to put the water in. So she lowered her bag and gave Eliezer a drink. And then she said, before he didn't ask me, she said, I will fill the water trough for your camel. So she went running and to fill the water trough for the camel. And I heard somewhere that a camel would drink 27 gallons of water in 10 minutes. Now, that's a lot of water for 10 camels. But she was just a hospitable person, and she had to be a kind, loving person to want to do that. So she went back and forth, until she said, in the scriptures it said, I will give them water until they are done drinking. In other words, until they have enough. So God blessed her to be able to do that, and Eliezer was standing there watching her, asked God, is this the one that you have given me? Is this the one that you've shown me? She was not a lazy person at all. And Abraham's servant at that time fell down and worshiped the God of his master. He said, I don't know, like I said, if he knew him personally, but he was certainly recognizing him. He kneeled right there. And so in Genesis 24:12 and 24-21, it tells you what happened at that point. He was convinced that this must be the one. And he took out a gold ring for her nose and two gold bracelets and put them on her. And then he asked her, "Who are your people?" And she told him, said, she was the daughter of Bethiel. And lo and behold, she was Abraham's grandniece. And so at that point, the young woman ran home to tell her mother and her brother Laban. And if you remember in the story of Esau and Jacob, Laban was a key character in that lesson. So he told him that she went home and told him, and Laban went out to meet him. And when he got there, he saw the man standing with his camel. And he told the man, say, "Come on, come. You can come to our house and we can help you." Because he asked, "Do you have room for me? Should I stay here with you tonight?" And so he said, "We have food for your camel, and we have hay and fodder and everything for you." He made preparations to take Eliezer and the men, the camel, to his house. And at that point, they made everything ready. They had a feast before him and everything, because she had, her mother and her father were preparing for the arrival of these strangers. So they were at their relative's house, which was the prayer of Abraham that they would find a mate for Isaac among his kinsmen. Okay? So they made this big feast, and they sat down and said, "Come on in." The family was so gracious. They gave them water to wash their feet. The other men that came with him on the camel, we don't know them, but we know that they were there because the scripture tells us they were there. Okay? So Abraham, prayer has been answered. God is blessed. And so now Eliezer has the job of talking to Rebecca's parents to ask if she could be Isaac's wife. So Rebecca, she talked to her parents, and Rebecca consented to go with these strangers. Now, that is quite a young damsel, and it said she was a virgin girl, considered young. I don't know the age, but she was somewhere between 16 to 21, somewhere in that age category, I would think. And they thought maybe she didn't understand what they were talking about, but they explained it to her very well. You're going and you may never get to come back. But this brave young woman, the Bible says she was very beautiful. After getting the deal and everything, Eliezer said, "I can't do a thing. I cannot eat until I talk to you." So the parents said, "If this is the will of God," and this is something that I thought very, very heavy blessing, that they recognized that if God has ordained this, and that's the way it looks, if God has ordained this, we won't mess with it. And sometimes, you know, I think maybe we know God has said something, but we want it to be another way. But Bethuel and his wife and Laban consented that she should go. And at one point they asked, "Well, can she stay another 10 days? But Eliezer knew of the condition of his master Abraham. So he said, "No, I need to go ahead and get back." So they called Rebecca again and asked her, say, "Would you be willing to leave in the morning when Eliezer goes back to his master Abraham? Would you be willing?" And she said, "Yes." Now, how that had to be in the God's plan, because how would a young girl just want to get up, leave her family, And they gave her, pronounced a blessing on her brother Laban and her father, pronounced a blessing on her because they knew that more than likely they would never see her again. And they, she consented to go. She went with her maid, the maid that was with her from a baby, and a few of her handmaidens. They all traveled with them, and they left, never to see their family again, but they left with the blessing of the family. Before they arrived at Abraham's house, before they arrived, they saw a man walking in the field. And somehow or another, Rebecca must have recognized him because she lighted off of her camel and got down and she asked, "Who is this man?" And they said, "That is Isaac." And Isaac at that time was out in the field meditating at eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the camel, and he also saw Rebecca. And they said he loved her. And she put a veil over her face. And that day, you know, you weren't supposed to see your bride or whatever until you got married. I don't know whether they married that day, but he took her into his mother's tent, and they were married. And so Isaac loved Rebecca, and you know the story, but this is the end of my story. Now, the attitude determined the latitude. Look to God. He has a plan for each of us. May we need to listen. May we have a need to listen to God and not only listen to him, to do what he says. So her attitude was of such, it was called her latitude, just her altitude to go higher and higher. Esau was Rebecca's favorite son, and Jacob was Isaac's favorite son, and that caused a big problem in the life of Esau and Jacob. But now, about Rebecca. Rebecca, a courageous, brave young woman who had an attitude of greatness, and I just believe that she knew the Lord because her family was worshipers of God. They, you know, they were Jews, and they worshiped God. And they had not gone the other way of some of the people when they worshiped idol gods. They were true worshipers. And this young woman left her home and went to someone she never knew about and made a family that is still recorded, and we still talk about them today. Okay, God bless this reading. Here we go now over to, we're talking about at this point the woman at the well, and that text is out of St. John, the 4th chapter, and the 1st verse. And I tell you again that this focus point is around water. The key characters in this story is the characters Jesus, the Samaritan woman, the disciples, and the well with the water. People came out of the city to see Jesus after the woman talked to Jesus. She had a conversation with the master. And it's wonderful. If you have conversation is giving and taking. You talking and somebody else talking. She had a conversation with Jesus. And we have a lot that we could say about the woman at the well, but the woman at the well was a Samaritan. And Jesus said in the scripture, said, "I must leave, go to Samaria." Samaria, I've got to go through there. Because he knew that just at the right time, this woman was coming to the well, and he would get a chance to talk to her and speak to her and bless her. And you see, in Acts, the 17th chapter, 26th verse, it tells you that God has no respect of person. He tells us that all he has made all nations of one blood. And if you look it up, Acts 17:26, you see. So he has no regard for race, creed, gender, or social standing. He went through Samaria, and the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. But he took time to stop at Jacob's well and draw, asked her for a drink. When he asked her for a drink, she said, "No, I know you're not asking me. I'm a Samaritan woman, and you know the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. They avoided each other, in fact. But Jesus said, in this text, I must needs go through Samaria." He means he was coming from Galilee, going down to Jerusalem. And you didn't have to come through Samaria, but he came to. And that's where he came, and that's where he found the woman at the well. And what was she doing at the well at that time of day? She was there at a time when most of the other women didn't come to the well. But Jesus asked her for a drink. And she said, "How is it that you asked me for a drink? You know, you and I'm a Samaritan, and we don't have anything to do with each other. How come you asked me for a drink?" And I think, you know, it seems like she felt like maybe he was trying to ask her something else, or he had something else in mind, because she got kind of sassy with him. And John 4:10 explains to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And she said, "Wait a minute, what are you talking about, living water? What are you talking about?" "Sir," she said, "this well is very deep, and you have nothing to draw with. Where can you get this living water?" So, as I said, she got a little sassy with him because she didn't know what he was talking about. But he knew. Oh, hallelujah. He knew exactly what he was talking about. So she went on to say, "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well, and he and his sons and his cattle drank from it? Are you greater than they are? I have no name." It was no name written in the text. It said what her name was, but Jesus knew her. And then Jesus explained to her, while the disciples in the story had gone into the city to buy bread. And when they would join Jesus, they saw that he was talking to a Samaritan woman. And they went, in their minds, they had questions for him, but they didn't ask any questions. But in their minds, they said, "What is the matter with him? He's talking to a Samaritan woman." But Jesus had a plan. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, he did. He had a plan. He told the woman all about it. All about herself. She said, he told the woman, "Yeah, go back and go and get your husband." And she said, "I don't have a husband." He said, You saying the truth. Said, "You have had 5 husbands, and the one you have right now doesn't belong to you." And she said, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. And you are telling the truth," she said. "And I can see that you're a prophet," because she knew it was no way that he should know that, because he didn't live in that area or anything. But he knew that because he was the Son of God. And we praise him. He knows a lot of things about us. And if you listen to him, if you're close to him, if you draw not near to him, he will draw near to you. The Bible says nigh. But if you is near, the same thing. If you come close to him, he'll come close to you. And that's what he was doing here. And he said, "Go." And so she went, running to the city. But while I was reading this scripture, and I had read over this lesson several times, I didn't see this until I think it was probably Saturday afternoon or something, and I was reading. And I saw where she said she left her water jug at the well, and the woman went to the city. And it jumped out at me somehow or another. Why would you leave a water jug? That was represented in my mind, and it came in my spirit. When she left that water jar behind, she was leaving her sinful lifestyle around. She was going into the city to tell the people, come see a man, hallelujah, who's told me everything I've done. Y'all, I got something that y'all need to see. It's a man over at the well, and he is a prophet. And said she went with haste, she went running into the city, and she told him, come on, come on, y'all got to see this. And they came out. All of them came out to meet Jesus and to talk to him. And do you know, they persuaded Jesus, or they asked him, which was already, I believe, his intent, that he would go into the city. And he went into the city, and he stayed several days with them, teaching them and telling them about that living water. And he told us, now this water that I'm giving you, that I give, you will never thirst again. And she said, I want this water where I never have to come back to this well again. But it wasn't the natural water. It was the spiritual water that Jesus was talking about, who all of us should thirst for, that living water, that water that is in your spirit and in your soul that keeps you, that water that keeps you from going and doing things that you shouldn't do because of the word says this or the word says that. Says, give me, I want that water. And all of these people who were not supposed to be meeting together, but because of the mercy of the Father God, sending his son Jesus to come and die for us on Calvary's cross, he has given us living water. And it's in 4:18, St. John 4:18. That's that verse that said she left her old water jar behind, and she went running to tell. And many believed because of this woman's testimony. She had a testimony. She acted as an ambassador, an evangelist. But she went running, and they believed her, and they came back, and they saw Jesus, and he stayed with them and tarried with them for 3 days. And I believe that a lot of people were saved because the woman at the well had an attitude that she believed when she heard the truth. She believed it, and she was willing to share it and spread it. When you get something good, or you know something good, or you know something great, then you need to share it with somebody. You need to tell all yourself, come see a man who's told me everything that I've done. Come see a man who healed me. Come see a man who gave me a job when I didn't have a job. Come see a man that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above that which you would ask or even think, according to the power that works within you. And if you're a Christian or a born-again believer, you have power. You're not just thrown out there. He said he wouldn't leave us as often. He gives us what we need to survive in this world, even all of the things that's going on. We can feel sore because Jesus loves us, and he's given us that living water that you can't get from nowhere else. You can go to the springs down in Blacksville or wherever you want to go. You go to the Artesian Well, one here in Columbia. It used to be down at Beale Chapel. As far as I know, it's still there. And the water is so sweet, but it's nothing. See, there's that living water that Jesus gives that springs up into everlasting life. And when you leave your sinful life behind and you take on Jesus and his blood, he helps you. You're no longer bound by Satan, and you have more power than you think. And the woman at the well was a very, very good example of trust and believing and acknowledging and wanting to tell somebody else, I know something good that will help you. So we thank God and praise him right now for Jesus and all of his great and his mercy toward us. We thank him because we know him. We know just, oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. And we thank him because he knows the way. He's been there. He's walked these roads before. He knows the way. And we can't even walk without him holding our hands. And we thank him so much for his mighty work and power in our lives. I thank him I'm here tonight talking to you because of his mercy and his grace. And we are all one in Christ Jesus. We have to realize the fact that Jesus loves all of us. I don't care what your gender, your education, or background, whatever, how rich or how poor you are. He loves all of us. And there's nothing you can do to make him love you less or nothing you can do to make him love you more. And I'm just so glad I know him, and I just lean on the scripture and just ask the Lord just to help me get closer to him every day because he is the best thing that ever happened to me. I thank God and I praise him tonight for the opportunity to come and speak with you, and I praise him and give glory to the Divine Connection Radio and Pastor DJ for always having somebody to come and try to bless the people during this pandemic time, and it was going on even before this. But we praise the Lord for just the time as this, just this time, Lord, it's been such a blessing to me, and I know to a whole lot of other people. So we give God the glory and the praise, and we ask the Lord to bless each and every one on this line tonight, Father, that they would have spiritual growth and they would be blessed, Lord, and they would spread the word like the woman at the well. Come, I got something to tell y'all about a man who can do anything but fail. Thank you, God. Bless you all. Thank you so much.
Glory be unto the Most High God. Did we not feast tonight? I'm telling you, it's powerful. That's right. Before we get ready to get started in these accolades and remarks, anyone standing needing prayer, I praise God. Because truly, Lord, bless the way God used all both of y'all to break down that word and the word, the nuggets, the jewels that I was finding in it, things that I knew but other things that I didn't know and other things that God just blessed and enlightened me. It was really rich. Praise God. I thank God for you studying and seeking the face of God for him to reveal those revelations and things that he's spoken tonight. But before we have the remarks, if there's anyone we need to pray for real quick, we want to do that, and then we're going to take those remarks. You all did excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
All the lines are open, so anyone need prayer, I've opened all the lines. We want to take those prayer requests, then we'll go right on into the remarks.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Apostle Mercer.
Praise God.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like prayer tonight, please, for my health.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Pastor Sims, would you go ahead and take that request, and if God give me anything, I'll add to that. Apostle Mercy, thank you for a prayer for help.
Thank you.
Somebody has it. Let me say something first. Somebody has a television or something on. Mute your phone while the prayer is going on if you have something in the background coming on. Okay, go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that you blessed us with tonight, Father. And we know you know all things. And, Lord God, we come before you on behalf of Pastor Mercer. And we ask you, Lord, you know everything about her. You know whatever her issue is, Father. But we ask right now, God, that you touch her from the crown of her head. Hallelujah. All the way to the soles of her feet, Lord. Heal, set free, and deliver. Lord, whatever it is, you know. And we ask for you to heal her, Lord. Set her free, Lord. Let her be whole. Let her be able to do what she needs to do and what she wants to do for herself. Lord, we thank you and we pray. We know her to be a faithful warrior, Father. And we know if you did it for me and you did it for so many others, you'll do it for her, Lord. Father, help her just to hold on to her faith no matter what comes, Lord. Let her hold on to your word. And then you said you never leave her or forsake her. And healing belongs to her, Father. You said you sent your word and healed us, Father. We just mix faith with your word, Father. Help her, Father, to be made whole. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the mighty Holy Ghost, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I touch and agree with her with that prayer, and we take authority over foul spirits that would try to distract or distort things for her, for the anointing that's in her life, for what God has given her to do, because you have called her out and set her apart for such a time as this, and that prophetic anointing, the word of knowledge, shall come forth in the name of Jesus. All this stuff will drop off in the name of Jesus. Every lying spirit that came, glory to God, to try to distort what God has said is to come to pass in the name of Jesus. We believe in that she's raised up, glory to God, any day now, any time now, that's going to drop off and it's not going to transfer and reoccur. No matter what went on in time past, the God of our salvation, the author and the finish of our faith, said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that you said when you sent your word out, glory to God, did not go out void. So, God, I thank you, glory to God, for the revelation knowledge coming up, glory to God, bubbling up out of her spirit. I thank you for the fire of glory to God, of desire to fulfill everything that God has given her on this journey. So, Satan, glory to God, we bind up any death demon, every spirit that try to come in. Torture or either try to torment, you got to go in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to her spirit, peace to her mind. God, I speak, glory to God, that this journey that you have on, God, you're getting ready to even reveal some more things because you want to use her in the body of Christ. You want to use her more with some leaders in the name of Jesus. Right now, it's an hour and a time. It needs to be a spiritual awakening. And God, and you, glory to God, have set this prophet in the earth realm, glory to God, for such a time as this. So, God, I pray, glory to God, for her health, for glory to God, for peace, joy, for her finances, and whatever, and healing of the broken heart or anything that's in there that would try, glory to God, to rise up, glory to God, to distract her in any way. So, God, we give glory and praise and honor, hallelujah, as we join together with the prayer already went for, but even for now. So we come against every satanic and demonic force that will come against this prayer or our lives or the anointing that you have sent out for glory to God for us to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. And I pray her restored joy and her restored peace. And I thank you for that resurrection power to raise glory to God her up and restore that you desire to be still restored in her life, spiritually, physically, and naturally. In Jesus' name, amen. Any more requests?
Amen.
Any more requests?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, darling. I was about to shut it down. Go ahead. Praise God.
Yeah. It probably not a request, but I just like to thank each and every one of y'all for praying for me as I went and got my shot on yesterday. Thank God I'm doing okay, and I will be going to get my other one in next month for the 17th. So keep me in prayer for that. So I just thank God for the prayers of each and every one of you. And ask for a prayer now, Sister Hubbard?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just want you, I don't even know these people, but I just ask you to pray for the family. I don't know if they was in Lumberton or what it was, where there was some, this man and his wife was going on a trip. And that, I don't know if y'all heard about it, they were going on a trip. And this man, somebody came by and shot the lady, killed her, and she got six children. Pray for that family. They don't even know who the person is. It was just like a raid. You know how people drive on the highway, and the man shot and killed the lady on the passenger side.
Oh yes, I heard about that. Yeah. Minister Brenda, would you take that prayer request?
Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne of grace, Father God, we ask you right now to look upon these people that were in this accident, that were shot unnecessarily, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You know their names, you know who they are, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to comfort the family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as they grieve over their loved ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to give them peace right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to put a conviction on that person that did this to these people's family. In the name of Jesus, Father God, put a fire of conviction right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare the conviction right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and comfort that family right now in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
God. Is there another request? Okay, if we don't have any more requests, we're going to go ahead and take accolades. First of all, if Pastor Burton is on the phone, we want to hear from the apostle first. And thank God for the power of the anointing. For a healing after that surgery, and everybody that's been praying for. Praise God.
Yeah.
Did Pastor come on? Okay, it's Pastor Bird, or she's on? Okay, then we'll take any other ones that are on tonight for any ones that want to respond to. Apostle Mercy, since your apostle is on too, we'll find out what she has any remarks for the word tonight. And then we'll take from any other one that's on the line that would like to share.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I want to let you all know that in though I was in and out, I do appreciate the words that went forth today, the women of God, that Bahande Bobobo Shandada. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the women of God. They've been anointed and appointed, Lord God, for such a time as this. And, Lord God, we ask that you continue to cover them in the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. Both women, God, let their steps continue to be ordered by you, O Lord, in the mighty Habo Bande Komomomosanda. Worry not about those things that come before thee. Just keep thy faith in the Lord and know that he has never left thee and he will never leave thee. Know that he is with thee always, Habo Shanda, no matter what the attempt the enemy attempts to bring. The Lord said, the woman that spoke about the women at the well, he said, trust more, put more your faith in me, dear heart, because there are blessings coming your way that you have not even recognized, saith the Lord. And I want to continue to heal your body, glory be to God. He says, I know that there are some things that you do not speak on, but the Lord says, come to me in the mighty name of Jesus, and know that there's nothing, nothing that you can tell me, saith God. For everything that has been committed, everything that has not been, and everything that should be, let not nothing put you or stop you from coming to me, saith the Lord. And know that I love you, ha ha, ha ha ha. I love you with an everlasting love, thus saith the Lord. And I give you thanks and praise for tonight, for your lesson was indeed a teaching one. And you do have the gift of teaching, dear heart. Continue to work on it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. Sister Brenda, we know your heart, dear heart, and we know that your heart is with the Lord indeed. Worry not and fear not, saith God, for I too am with thee always, and I shall never leave thee. The things that you're walking in and the dirt that you have encountered, the storms that are trying to come your way, fear them not, saith the Lord, because you shall pass them and you shall go through them, saith God. And worry not, for I am with thee always, saith the Lord, no matter what the storms appear to be. They are nothing, saith God. What you're going to go through will be fine, saith the Lord. You shall wake up with everything in everlasting colors. And so, Father, I just give you thanks for both these women. These two women anointed and appointed by you, Lord, in such a time as this. I give you thanks. And I thank you, Lord, for Mother Hubbard. Oh, God, continue to cover her and keep her. Father, let no weapon formed against her prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, let her know that her time has not come yet. There's still work that has to be done from earth, praise the Lord. He says, just put thy hands together and continue to praise me and give me glory. And I shall anoint thee with an everlasting anointing that no one can put asunder, that there's nothing anyone can do about it. I shall anoint thee from the head of thy, from the crown of thy head to the soles of thy feet in the name of Jesus. Be mindful of what thou eat, though, saith the Lord. And drink plenty of fresh water, saith God. And Father, I thank you again.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
You have liberty. If there was something else that you need to say, Apostle, you have the liberty.
I was going to say something to the woman that asked for prayer. And the Lord said, thou shalt heal thee, but thou shalt put thy faith in me. He said, then lean not to thine own understanding. Just trust in me. And worry not about that young man. I don't know who that young man is, your son or something like that. But the Lord says, know that there's nothing you can do about him but pray. And put him in the arms of the everlasting Lord. And know that I've got him. Know that I've got him. And when I've got him, do not take him back. For I shall consider him, and I shall hold him to my chest. And he shall be with me, saith the living God. For I know what I have for him to do. And none of you know the minds of me, saith the Lord. So stop wondering if he's going to be saved or if he's not going to be saved or not. But there's a trial that he must walk, saith the Lord. And he shall walk the walk and talk the talk. In the name of the Most High God, we give him thanks and praise. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I hope whoever
thank
that was,
you,
they receive what God has said. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That was a powerful word. All of it was for that right there. Praise God. Because sometimes people get caught up in worrying instead of resting. Because there's some concern and trying to work it out. And God already got a plan. Because God knows the heart of every man. Man looks on outward appearance. God looks on the heart. And sometimes we are walking by sight instead of by faith. And sometimes we put it in his hand and take it back out. So I pray somebody take that really to heart. Because God is getting ready to move in a miraculous way when we take our hands off of it. Yeah. Praise God. Any more requests? I mean, not requests, remarks. Thank God for Apostle Mercy. Thank God. And we allow glory to God, the liberty of people that we do know that's under the anointed that don't walk by sight and don't walk by flesh. So that's the reason why she has that liberty if anybody else knows. Because you know I try to hear God by the Spirit, not by my feelings or who I know. It's because the Spirit of the Lord is moving, so. That's why she can have the liberty to minister. And even while she's ministering, God has strengthened her inside because we know, glory to God, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing to carry out whatever God's saying. When we shift over, that's no matter what her body is feeling, she shift over into the spirit and let him. So I know it's going to be a miraculous healing for her. So in the meantime, this is nothing she hadn't faced before. Praise God.
Amen.
Anyone
praise
else? Remark?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I
try to be brief and so forth, everybody, so that if there's anybody else that end up finding out they need prayer, either have some remarks. We've got quite a few on the line. Excuse me.
Well, I thank and praise God for the teaching on tonight from Sister Brenda Jenkins. Praise the Lord. That was a blessed message. and also from Pastor Sims. What a wonderful message. I thank and praise God for both of them. There was a great deal that we could learn from each one of them. I like how Sister Brenda shared how David was not intimidated by what he saw, meaning the giant, praise God. And he was a man who had relationship with the Lord, and he walked by faith, praise God. And I like the fact that he was kind to others. He was kind not only just to strangers, he was kind to all of his servants, praise God. He was a good man. And I thank and praise God for her message. I thank and praise God for the wonderful message she gave, the one with David and the mother of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I like what she said about Mary also. Mary knew God's word, and she had great strength and obedience. And she was willing to say yes to the will of God for her life, amen. And then Pastor Sims, praise God, she came and brought her word, and I enjoyed all of that. I don't want to go all over that because I know other people have to share. So I won't get into that, but Pastor Sims, you did a beautiful job. God bless you, and thank you for the message. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I would just like to say I thank God for Minister Jenkins. I enjoy her. I enjoy the word, and I thank God for Pastor Sims for both the words that she has brought forth. And I really enjoy each and every one of y'all bringing that word forth. So I just pray that God continue to use you in these days, in these last and even days, that he'll continue to bless you and help you to continue to go forward and be what God will have you continue to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for using both of these ladies. God knows everything. And one thing I love about when Pastor Sim says that God, Christ, Jesus, he is the best thing that happened to us. That's every one of us should, that know the Lord, should have that same feeling in our heart, because he is who kept us. He is the only thing that have us standing strong. And no matter what goes on, and this hurt, once we have him in our heart, live for him, nothing can keep us down. And with Mr. Brenda, I enjoy our word because David was always bold. And he, just like God said, what is it? He's a man of heart, God's whole heart. So we must know that both of these ladies bring something that remind us that we can be strong and powerful just like they are. Because remember now, they are the same God that we serve today, the same God they have. And God is no respecter of person. And loving one another, even the lady of the well, Sister Simbring, that lady in those times, like today, you have people prejudiced, don't want this, don't love the other one. But what did God say? Love one another. And what did Christ tell us? He is the living water. That means the word, baby. And that lady, when she hear that, she take it out. That was the first lady that run with the gospel. So I enjoy both of these ladies tonight. Thank God for both of you, sister. Amen.
Amen. I just thank God for both messages as well. And Minister Brenda. Amen. They walked in the presence of God. They dwelt in the secret place. Amen. They were prepared for their positions. And I just thank God for that. And Pastor Sims, as soon as you started the message, you said, well, let me share this right here. Both of them, both of their passages dealt with water. I was like, wow, what a revelation. We could build on that right there, and I just thank God for that. But the apostle that spoke, I was thinking about the river of life and the kingdom of heaven. It was a flow. That was all God. That was a flow. So crystal clear. I thank God for that. That was an eye-opener for me. That was awesome. I thank God for all of this and the prayer life. That's a upper amen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, anyone else? Praise the Lord. I definitely want to. I'm not going to take up too much more time, but you all have just covered so many things, even when you were very brief, was trying to cover, you still had a little time just to put a couple of remarks in, but I think that you still covered things, all that you had to say tonight, encouraging them, both of them, and such power of an anointing at both of them. I'm not going to try to pull out plugs so that all of us can go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Robert A. Divine Connection with a D-E-V-I-N, and listen again and to hear even pieces we not have missed, and even some of the other sermons through this month of celebration for our five-year anniversary next month, and even for any of them for the past time. But bless the Lord, it was so rich and so reviving, so refreshing, and such history and also revelation that came out of it. So I am blessed each time God do this thing. He just miraculously just been blowing our minds and just giving us those that would take on the word and get revelation and understanding and hunger for it. I tell you, it can't help but do something for you and shift you into another dimension of hunger for God, and also in a place and stuff over there that cause you to correct anything of error, because that's what the word is supposed to be, working some things out of us so we can be tuned in to flow with the Spirit and not our own ideals or whatever. But we thank God, and thank God for Pastor Mercy Apostle that came on in spite of how she was feeling. That's many of us when we're on the prayer line on whatever going on with our body, we be pressing through, and sometimes we get our healing while we're on the line, and sometimes it's later as we touch and agree. But we still continue to pray for you. Thank God that you allow the Spirit of the Lord to flow through you as well as we continue to believe God for you as we're praying for those others. I also want you to remember that we are having prayer on Monday night, every Monday night, so we'll still continue to pray. We know that it's I didn't even realize until after I said it, but when I set up the meeting for this month coming in, we still have every Sunday. The first Sunday, Elder Evangelist Pam Kincaid that comes on, and also Evangelist Noel, they'll have 30 minutes. Both of them, and then I'll have 30 minutes. So we're going to do that on first Sunday. So those that are available, you still come on, or anyone else that you want to tell about the prayer lines, we'll still be on Sunday, and we know some of you will be celebrating the Resurrection Day with family or you know, over the phone, however the Lord bless you to do so. And then you might have some other plans, period. But if you're not, then you still continue to join us. But in the meantime, we're going to continue this month, and a revival is at the end of the month that we've been talking about with Apostle Burton, but on that Sunday night, on Saturday night, if Prophet Pastor out of Tulsa Mitchell will be on that Saturday, and Friday night will be Prophet Bird, praise the Lord. And so on the third Sunday, we'll have Apostle Orr. That'll be her first time out of many years to say, I've been known her for umpteen years, but matter of fact, that's probably, I know that's over 30 years, but anyway, she'll be down in Vidalia, Georgia. She'll be coming out up to speak that night. Hadn't confirmed second Sunday yet. And first Sunday, of course, I just mentioned the three of us that will bring forth whatever. So if they don't get plugged in, then I know somebody personally that can be plugged in. Praise God. So we'll be standing on what the Lord is saying here, what he has to say. Continue to pray, glory to God, for divine connection as well as myself. Thank God for all the prayers that has gone forth. We thank God for what he's done and doing. Those that didn't say anything on the line, we pray blessings upon you, strength and encouragement. Pray, glory to God. Bless whatever it is, whether spiritual, natural, or physical, or either it's something that may be going on in the emotional, however it is, we pray God's blessing. I would like for you all to pray also for Carmelita and her husband, but also now her daughter too as well, this spring break. And, of course, they want to break out again and take a little trip, but this time it's supposed to be family-oriented about some things they really have before the Lord for the family that they are in need of prayer, and all of us do, but still yet they have some special things before the Lord. So keep them in prayer. Continue to pray, glory to God, for all of our children and friends, and also the healthcare workers in our families, other people that we know and around that are even in the midst of some things that are still happening on their jobs. And of course, as I always tell you, keep this prayer going on for these murdering spirits and these copycats and these demonic forces that don't care nothing about life, this blood running in the streets. But we just got to make sure that we're walking in faith and not in fear. Just listen to the Lord about how we go in and out without any fear. Still take care of our business, do what we got to do, because he told us to work while it's day when no man can work in the dark. We got to work while it's day. So in the meantime, anything the enemy can do to bring fear, discouragement, confusion, chaos to try to get us off, come against our health or whatever, he's going to do to try to get us off our post. So he requires us to pray without ceasing, and also for us to be alert, glory to God, be vigilant. We know the adversary as a roaring lion. We know he's a thief and a killer and a murderer and all this kind of stuff. But nevertheless, God say he is our protector and our shield and whatever. We stay on in the office of safety. What God tells us to do is still be about, he will be the one protecting. We got to run out and get us a gun and get us that, because you can't kill a corona with a gun, and you can't kill spirits with a gun, and this, that, and the other. All this foolishness of even coming up in the body of Christ is ridiculous. What the angel's supposed to do, what God's word is supposed to do, what we're supposed to do, if we can't trust and have faith and fear, we're going to walk in fear or we're going to walk in faith. One's going to cancel out the other one. So help us, glory to God, to stay wise, stay focused, and if we stay tuned in to make sure our life is always ready, glory to God, then we won't have the torment of what the enemy said. Not saying that we're not going to have concerns, but we don't have to have it overwhelming, taking over our minds with anxiety. But if fear try to come in, we know how to pray, and every imagination that exalts itself, every high thing, bring it down in captivity. The Holy Spirit will give us wisdom how to go in and come out. The thing about it is listening and hearing. You keep even hearing that in the Word, listening, hearing, and obeying. It's about faith. It's about listening to the voice of God, being led by the Spirit of God. So we keep praying one for another, keep us each other covered under the blood, and believing God for our lives and our health and to be able to carry out whatever God's saying. Glory to God. It's not no one-man show, and it's not to the point that we're exempted from pain or hurt us. Jesus went through so we can go through. And he gave us an answer. He gave us an antidote, gave us his word, gave us his promises and whatever. And some things he just want to kill off this flesh too as well. So we got to be able to just trust God through all of that on this journey. I praise God for all the great and mighty things he's still doing, saving, delivering, and healing. People getting jobs and promotions, and they're getting where they couldn't get a house before the pandemic. They having houses. They're buying cars. They got land. They're getting promotions. God is still operating, still doing great and mighty things. So we just got to keep trusting and believing that he's going to bring us through and bring us out. And we're going to continue to pray for debt cancellation. Pray to also, glory to God, for a little attack against Pastor Bird is doing great, but having a little attack against her her body. But continue to pray for her, too, because God's enemy coming against the prophets and the apostles and the ones and the leaders and even the prayer warriors that are trying to stand all they know to stand under the blood. But nevertheless, we don't have to receive everything that the enemy is saying and doing. Like Mother always saying, you're standing on the word. If God said it, it's already settled. We got to stand on it and operate through it. And not saying that we're not going to have attacks, but when we come together, we can put him to flight. And some things we may have to go through temporarily, but that don't mean that we have to live here. It's got to go. So we bless God and ask you to continue to let us pray one for another. In Jesus' name, I thank God for you. And we're going to say shalom. There's nothing else to be said. And
Minister B.J.
Yes.
Can I give an announcement? I'd like to give an announcement. This is Sister Willie. I know we've been having some excellent preaching this month and got plenty of it scheduled next month, but I am scheduled to speak on the other prayer line on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
That telephone number, if you'd like to listen in, is 516-531-9804. And, of course, I understand people are busy and this is Passion Week, so if you have to listen a different time, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, then it's going to be Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministries. And that's the website in case they can't listen on Tuesday night. But just want to bring can I say a brief message?
Can you kindly fill that number again real quick for those that may have to go off the line, but Say it again because some of it got broken up when you were saying it.
Telephone number to call if you want to listen in on Tuesday night. Area code 516-531-9804.
Okay.
And it's on. I put it on Facebook, but I just briefly. And if you know someone who needs to hear a word from the Lord, just send them to that telephone line, or either send them to that website that I just gave. But we want to talk, give a message on it's time to believe God. It's time to believe God. Amen. And I'm excited about it, so I pray that others will come on and listen and hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. So thank you very much for letting me make that announcement.
Praise God for the announcement, those that have an ear to hear and will be available, and then you can take that number. And I forgot also, our theme for next month is for celebrating the 5 years, is celebrate what the Lord has done. And each person, of course, will have a different topic even going through for the revival and for the messages. So in the meantime, we're celebrating what God has done. When we look back over what God has already done, we're just celebrating and looking forward to the greater yet to come. Love you. Be blessed of the Lord. Keep each other prayed up, and the Lord be the same. We look forward to those that will come on the line tomorrow night, and praise God the rest of the month. Those that have a pastor, Mother McCormick brought something to my attention that on the announcement that comes up every week for the whatever that 88 number eight, that instead of having the complete number of the prayer line number, a digit on there is a couple of digits on there is wrong, so I have to change that. I know you regulars know this, but even if it was somebody else that was looking at it on Facebook or either whatever else that was set up for it before, we have to correct that. So that error took place last year when one of the revivals, so when it was a typo. But I didn't even realize all these many months, and she just brought it to my attention yesterday. So we got to go back and correct that. But it probably will still be coming up on the other for the next month and so forth, because I can only only way I can go back in there to straighten that out is I would have to take that out, and it might mess the timing up, so we'll correct that later. But in the meantime, you all have a blessed and wonderful week, and for those that would join us, we look forward to hearing from you. And keep us all in prayer, whether you own or not. Amen, and have a good night. Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen. Shalom. Love you.
Oh, enjoyed you, ladies. Very good. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. We always have the remarks from the lead, from the speakers, and I just went all, just got so caught up. Minister Brenda and Pastor Tim, praise God. And we got a couple of minutes. I am so sorry. Oh, we got so caught up tonight. We always allow you all to have remarks. Okay, both of you all, go ahead.
Well, I thank and praise the Lord for revealing to me through David, you know, we got to be non-intimidated without the giants we're going through, and we got to be bold and speak what thus saith the Lord, and don't be intimidated. So I just thank God for the word, because the word blessed me. The word came to me first, so I just thank God for the word, and I thank God for Pastor Sims, but the woman at the well. And but the water represents the Holy Spirit. So I just thank God the word was awesome.
Yes, it was. Praise God.
Yes, it was. I thank you also, Sister Brenda. I learned from you, and I was encouraged by the words that you spoke also, and just studying and going over the Rebecca and the woman at the well. But when I saw that that she left the water hot at the well when she went to give the message, and that just stamped in my spirit, if you're going to go forward, you have to leave behind what's holding you down.
Lord.
You can't run like you need to run with a weight. But she left that water bucket jar at the well and went running to tell the story. That's what we got to do. We got to lay aside every weight that so easily beset us so that we'll be able to deliver the message. Because God don't bless no mess. We have to do it right, and we have to do it according to his will and his word not our way. And a lot of people try to do God's will their way, but you got to do God's will God's way. And I just thank Pastor BJ for allowing me to come and say a few words. I appreciate it very much, and I consider it to be an offering to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank God for quickening my spirit to remember you all, and thank God for those remarks. That was powerful and encouragement to one another as well. That was a blessing. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. Now we again will say Salon. I thank God for the Holy Spirit because he will quicken you and remind you. He will teach you and bring all things back to your memory. Thank God for the being just, who he is. Oh, he's so good. Yeah. He's so good. Amen. He is our Savior and the helper he sent us. Amen. Love you. In the meantime, we love you. God bless. Have a good night. Salon.
Salon. God bless.
Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve. I need thee every hour. I need thee. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for apostles healing tonight, too, as well. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God.
Jesus.
Love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. You deserve all the praise. Yes. Glory.
Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy, bless you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Well, be blessed. Praise God. We had another minute left, so we can use that for praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy. You're wonderful, awesome, marvelous. We're praising you in advance for all that you've already done, what you're doing, and what is to come. Glory, hallelujah, for that word tonight. Oh, glory to God. You said we brought out of you, you were drawn out of us. Thank you for hunger and thirst for the word. Thank you for your service. Thank you for them seeking your face. Thank you for the delivery, God. Thank you for the promises of the Lord that had written. Thank you for your loving kindness. We adore you. How excellent is thy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, God, we do need you every hour. Help us acknowledge that. That we'll have that attitude of gratitude, that we'll have more worship, more praise and honor to you. Sometimes we can praise you through some things. Help us, glory to God, to not be focused on what we're going through, but go to you, hallelujah, that have all the answers, the author and the finish of our faith. I bless you tonight, God. I thank you for the word we've been hearing all month long, God, and that yet to come. Keep our bodies healed and whole. Give us wisdom of what we need to do. And in things, when the word do come about things we need to correct, help us, God, and we love you and bless you. What a mighty God we serve. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Amen and amen. We're down to seconds, so we can use that to say Salon. Have a blessed night. Be healed at home. Be blessed and walk in the joy and the peace of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Salon.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you. Love you.
Love you, too.